Eurovision. It's not a plan to save the European currency. It's an annual festival of European singing and sequence. And the 60th annual Eurovision Singing Contest takes place this weekend, the host city, Vienna. The second semi-final has just finished up. So who will take out the top prize? Here is just a taste of the contenders.
We are the world's people, different yet we're the same. We believe in a dream.
Don't tell the gods I left a mess, I can't undo what has been done. Let's run for cover. What if I'm the only hero left? You better fire off your gun, once and forever.
Well, don't get on the wrong train, don't fly in an old plane, don't go out in the pouring rain. You might get wet, I'd be upset. You're bound to get sneezes or nasty diseases. Take good care when I'm not there, I'm still in love with you.
Chiudo gli occhi e penso a lei. Il profumo dolce della pelle sua è una voce dentro che mi sta portando dove nasce il sole.
Better let you go to find the prince you thought you found in me. Better set you free and give you all. Just wave and say goodbye and let you live without a monster like me.
I woke up at 6 a.m. My eyes were closed but my mind was awake. You told me I was breathing in a deep sleep pace.
Do what you want. Do what you want. Oh, get on it, ooh, get on it. I don't want tomorrow. Oh, baby, tonight's so good. Forget tomorrow, we can do tonight again. Yeah, we can do tonight again.
Do you recognize that voice? It's Australia's own Guy Sebastian, who will be representing Australia for the first time. Some of the other sounds we heard, Russia, Sweden, Italy, Norway, Estonia, and that awful one was UK, which had the words, what was it, disease rhyming with sneeze? Sneeze and disease. Oh, librettists, lyricists. Look, John Kennedy O'Connor is a longtime Eurovision fan and author of the Eurovision Song Contest, the official celebration. He's in headquarters, Vienna, where he's just watched the second semi-final. And John Kennedy O'Connor, very happy to say with us now. Hello to you.
Hello, James. I remember when we chatted last year, I got the definite impression you were not a Eurovision fan, and I think you've confirmed it for me there.
No,
I've, to remember that
I've evolved.
The biggest hit written by the UK singer was Jim Has Fixed It For You, so that probably says enough.
What were the highs and lows for you in the semi-final?
Well, the first semi-final, I think, was harder to call. Tonight's second semi-final, I'm not bragging here, I did manage to predict 10 out of 10 that would go through. I don't think there were any real surprises. There were some very, very unusual songs that are not to my particular taste. The Latvian song, which is sung by a singer from Burkina Faso, the first song, I think, from a singer of that nation, she went through. To me, it just sounded like an awful lot of wailing. Lithuania and Poland were both hopelessly out of tune, but they still managed to go through. The viewers are very impressed, obviously.
Is nationalism, singer, the Polish population so large, is that a factor?
I think you might be right. I mean, the Polish diaspora around Europe is huge. They've got a huge contingent in the UK, in Ireland and other countries, and they were all voting tonight.
So how does poor Moldova and Transnistria ever have hope of victory?
Well, I don't know about a victory, but Moldova has been regularly in the final. They have qualified many times. They didn't qualify this year. They were knocked out on Tuesday. But then you have to look at tiny little countries like San Marino, who I work for. They were knocked out again tonight. They've only ever once made the final. And the Czech Republic are also on their way home. They have never yet made the Eurovision final.
Wow. And I noticed a lot of the songs were in English. Why not the mother tongue?
Well, I think it's simply a question of English wins and mother tongues don't. I mean, since the language rule was abolished in 1999, only one song has won, and that was sung in Serbian, and that was in 2007. Tonight there were only two of the 17 songs not performed in English, and I think I'm right in saying on Tuesday night there was only one. But Italy are in the final on Saturday. They're singing in Italian, the French are singing in French, and the Spanish are singing in Spanish. So we will hear a few more languages on Saturday night, but it is very much an Anglophone-dominated contest.
Who are the favourites?
Well, Sweden and Italy are the top favourites, without a doubt, and I can't see either one of them not winning. And in fact, I think it's tipping very, very closely to Sweden's direction right now. But other songs are very, very well thought of, including Australia, including Russia. People are very impressed by them. And there's also some sort of sneaking outsiders that are coming up the field that no one's giving too much attention to. I think Hungary's worth keeping an eye on. Don't think they're going to win, but they could well be up the scoreboard. But all the smart money is on Sweden at this point.
And tell me about the UK's entry.
Well, you were quite negative about the UK in your introduction, and it's fairly justified, I have to agree with you, James. As I said, the only claim to fame this songwriter has is that he wrote the theme to Jim Will Fix It. The singer is a teacher who impersonates Mick Jagger at the weekend, and a girl who couldn't even make the first round of a fairly low-grade TV talent show. It's sort of this electro-swing thing. I'm not sure anybody's really understanding it. And the disappointing thing is, in their rehearsals, they've been particularly weak. They also sing in the first half of the contest, which is the death zone. So I think it's all going to be pretty grim for the UK on Saturday night.
You know, you have turned me over the year because you paint such a vivid picture of the originality of it all, and everything's so unexpected and different. And these things can't be said so often about music these days.
You're right, James. I mean, this is the joy of Eurovision. You can come to Eurovision with any expectation you like, and it will be met. That's the beauty of the contest. You can actually watch it because you really don't like this kind of music, and you almost want to see how bad it's going to be this year. And that's entertaining in itself. And then you've got the other extreme, where you've got the extreme fans who are absolutely obsessed about it. We call them the Rodgers. They live and breathe Eurovision, and then you've got everything in between. And whatever your expectation is, it's going to be met, and that's what makes Eurovision so wonderful.
The world's giant musical buffet.
That's exactly right.
John Kennedy O'Connor, thank you very much. I'll be watching.
It's an absolute pleasure. Well, please do, and I wish Australia all the very best. Guy Sebastian is a great singer, and I hope you're going to do very well. You're welcome to Eurovision.
Thank you very much. Third favourite Australia. It's extraordinary in the first time round. The Eurovision Song Contest, John Kennedy O'Connor wrote the official celebration, the book covering it. And while Australia is competing, we should also add the Australian opera singer Mary Jean Anais Doherty will also join Guy Sebastian in the final of Eurovision. She's Armenia's entry, but she is an Australian citizen. So go Armenia, go Australia.